So let's come back to what we practiced all day. Hand on the heart. And the deep breath with the heart. Saying thank you to the heart. And let's feel how this coherence keep building, even now. How every time we do it, we go deeper into it, and how it keeps on connecting our hearts as a group. So we take a deep breath again with the heart of the human pod, as we call it. And then we take a deep breath with the heart of the dolphin pod. So I have something fun for us to do right now. I've never done it in this way before, but I'm looking forward to doing it together with you. The telepathy exercise that we did before, we connected with the hearts of the dolphins and whales. I want us to do the same thing with the heart of the collective energy called Kryon. So what we did was we said, thank you for being here. And feel as this communication comes back, as you're being thanked for being here as well. And then we bless this presence called Kryon. And feel as the blessing comes back. And I also have a personal request. Kryon has said that there's going to be more to be revealed about dolphins and whales when the time is right. And I say, time is right, Kryon. We're ready. Thank you.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the eighth channel in the series, done in the Azores, in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Indeed, we have spoken of the dolphins and the whales, and we will again. I think the biggest revelation will not be a revelation to everyone. But let's explain before we give you any kind of message about the whales or the dolphins. There are those who have asked, what is actually the process that is happening with the evolution of consciousness? Many, many times we have explained this, but not in this way. We've talked about the fact that since 2012, there is beginning to be an evolved thought, and you can see it in society. You can see a more caring attitude. You can also see perhaps the dark things that hid for years starting to come out. All of that is an evolved consciousness of humanity. I've also told you that you're going to go through some things, perhaps that are not pleasant, in order to wipe the negativity away. All of these things are part of an evolved consciousness. But what it actually means, we've never said. Number one, what would happen with a highly evolved consciousness of humanity? And the answer to that is far better communication to pieces and parts of the esoteric grid that you don't really know about. It's almost like you're able to reach through the veil and have a communication with certain kinds of things that you didn't even know were there. What if I told you the creativity in general for humanity will increase? And the creativity, it means intuition. Now, if you have intuition and creativity start to increase, you also will see that there will be inventions. There will be new kinds of communication. There will be revelations, and especially in science, on what to research. Eventually, this will lead to what you study today in this circle when you look at that which is communications with dolphins and whales. But if you have paid attention to my work for the last 30 years, you will go back and say, what is it, Kryon, that you have talked about regarding creativity and intuition? And that is called the triad. The triad is an explanation of how a human being works with consciousness. It also would start to explain why coherence is starting to be measured and noticed, because there is a triad that is involved in how consciousness works. The brain, dear ones, is a computer. It uses the synapse to survive. But as a computer, it cannot think above itself. So things like intuition, inventions, creativity, art, music may use a portion of the brain, but it must be in conjunction with two other things. Call them organs if you wish. One is the heart, and the other one is the pineal. What has happening is that there is now a different proportion of usage in the three. They're not even begin to be used equally. If they were, you would have a totally evolved humanity. The pineal especially has been suppressed for eons. In fact, even now, medicine still thinks it generates certain chemistry, and that's all it does. The pineal is the window of the soul. The pineal is that which is connected to the heart and the brain, but also is starting to increase its influence in consciousness. The pineal is connected to the creative source. The pineal is mostly responsible for intuition. But the heart comes into this because you cannot have communications, especially the communications with spirit, and not have the heart involved profoundly. The heart then is the generator, not only of love and joy and compassion, but all of the things that are involved with that: forgiveness, gentleness, beauty, understanding. And it's connected to the brain in a way so that the brain still becomes the engine of thought, but not the creator of thought. You need the triad. What is going on here that is different, that you would appreciate now as information, is that the pineal is starting to grow up. It's taking a bigger portion of the load with humanity's consciousness. But I will tell you something. Although it is starting to raise in its influence with the triad, and although it is starting to be used more by all humanity, you have no idea how you can work with it. For the pineal is not by itself. What it has in common with all of you is that it will be influenced by study. And that is this. If you start exercising the pineal, you can actually greatly increase intuition and creativity and communications with the dolphins. The dolphins are tuned to your pineal. Now, that may not be a surprise to the man next to me, but this is the way it's working. So the pineal, the intuitive organ, the one that crosses the veil on a regular basis, is in tune with these animals. Now, that should give you an idea of why they're so different. What if they were also tuned to the other side of the veil in a way that isn't known by them, but known by God? I want you to recall this. The dolphins and the whales carry with them a piece of this planet which is critical. And it's your Akashic record as humanity. We've given this information. Others have given this information. In order for that to happen, there must be a sacred connection to them that is different from any other animal anywhere. And suddenly we're telling you that your pineal is being enhanced. Therefore, the signals that you are receiving and giving are also being enhanced. And you can then enhance them even more with studying it, working with it, and practicing with it. But it leads you straight to them. And this is why, at this time in the history of consciousness on Earth, this is going to increase. You're going to be far more aware of a direct signal to these animals. Don't be surprised if you get one back. And that's what's going on. Of the triad that we have discussed for all these years, now you know the one that is increasing the most, that small little part of your brain, the one that lines up to the bindi mark for the Hindus. the window to the soul. That's the one that talks to the whales and the dolphins. They're sensing it. They will sense an elevated humanity where no other animal on the planet will have a clue. But the dolphins and the whales know it. It's one of the reasons that you can approach them even when they have calves, and they know you're safe. There are so many stories that they know who you are. And this is also why, as your pineal increases in strength, these animals will be really tuned in to you. This group, you have a chance in these next 2 days to not just experience a swim, but a communication. And how often has that been included when you swim with dolphins? You're communicating with dolphins. You're practicing it. You communicate with each other using the pineal in a different way is identical to the communication practice with a dolphin or a whale. You should know this. They have a receiver that marries to the transmitter in the pineal. This all is in alignment, dear ones, with something we have discussed, especially in these last channels. We've talked about going to the wall. I'm going to explain the wall the next time we meet. I'll tell you exactly what it is. We talked about it in Egypt. We talked about it in channel number 5 in the Azores. We spoke of it in channel 7 in the Azores. And channel 9, we'll talk about the definition of what the wall truly is. But I'll give you a hint. Why is it that 15 years ago, the communication with the dolphins may have been only for a few, but today it's being seen as something you can develop, work with, enhance, practice, and use? Something has changed. Then I tell you this, the wall continues to move. So that will give you a hint of what I will talk about the next time we meet. But right now, the information is that this triad, the brain, the pineal, and the heart, is starting to change in the way it works and in the percentages that each one of those organs uses for human consciousness. Welcome to the age of the pineal. For this is the one that is going to create an increase in the evolution of humanity. And then you will discover that not all humanity will even use it. They will have a difficult time with something that they have never used before. And there will be those who do and those who don't. And it will be very obvious. More than ever before, the ones who have compassion will win, and the ones who don't will lose. You sit in a sweet spot. Can you feel it? You swim tomorrow in a beautiful ocean. What if I told you that there are animals right now tuned in to you? They're in the water in their environment, and they're saying to you, come see us. Come be in our environment for a little while. Is it beyond your belief system to think for a moment that your pineal won't be turned on until you get in the water? Have you thought of that? If this is truly a multidimensional communication, they know you're coming right now. Is that too much for you to believe? Well, tomorrow, we'll see if they greet you in this fashion. And so it is.